This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm James Parham. Attorney General Chris Koster says he won't appeal a federal court ruling striking down a Missouri law that exempted moral objectors from an insurance requirement to cover birth control. But Koster does want a judge to revise the ruling so that religious institutions can receive the same exceptions they currently have under federal law. At issue is a law enacted by Missouri's Republican-led legislature last year that requires insurers to issue policies without contraception coverage if people or employers assert that birth control violates their moral, ethical, or religious beliefs. A judge ruled last month that the Missouri law conflicted with an insurance requirement under President Barack Obama's health care law. Koster, a Democrat, said today that the Republican-backed bill is just plain foolish. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has signed legislation allowing for an additional $219 million in the state's spending during the current fiscal year. The measure signed today includes about $23 million for general state tax revenues, with much of the rest coming from the federal government. The supplemental budget includes a $14 million increase for a fund that reimburses schools for the cost of educating children with special needs. It also has money for local public health services and for placement and treatment services for children in the state's custody. The current budget year runs through June 30th. Budget writers in the Missouri Senate turned their attention today to the Highway Patrol and the Department of Public Safety as they continue to question why the state's list of conceal and carry weapons holders was given to the federal government. Marshall Griffin has details.
Colonel Ron Replicle testified that the patrol received a request for the list in November of 2011 from the Social Security Administration, which was conducting a fraud investigation.
And our employees felt this was a legitimate criminal investigation, so therefore they released the information.
Public Safety Deputy Director Andrea Spillers also told the committee that the release of the CCW list was legal. Committee Chairman Kirk Schaefer disagrees.
Asking for that data in batch form so that it can be profiled for other reasons, that is intelligence gathering, in my opinion.
When asked later by reporters if anyone should lose their jobs over what happened, Schaefer said, quote, "That's something also that we're looking at." In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri House Speaker says lawmakers will take action if Governor Jay Nixon fails to order the release of records in recent child tragedies. The Kansas City Star reports that Republican Representative Tim Jones of Eureka wants the state's child welfare system to resume releasing records after children have died or been seriously injured by abuse or neglect. He said Wednesday that releasing information is the only way to improve the system. His comments came less than a month after the Star and the Springfield News Leader delved into the issue in a joint investigation. The newspapers reported that years of openness came to an end in June after a 10-year-old girl was freed from a Kansas City closet weighing 32 pounds. For KBIA News, I'm James Parham.